Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play the Tabernacle Choir.
Now playing the Tabernacle Choir.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12 noon on December 26th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Britt Johnson in for Maria Chaleos today. KSL's top story this hour. The Spanish Fork police are investigating a stabbing after a man reportedly attacked his father. KSL News Radio's Hugo Rickard Bell has more.
Jay Hoskins stabbed his dad in the face 2 nights before Christmas in Spanish Fork, but it's not uncommon for incidents of domestic violence to trend up across the nation during the holiday. Victims advocate for Salt Lake City PD, Wendy Isom, wants people to know that facilities for victims don't take the day off.
There's no wrong door for our program, so we get survivors wherever they're at. So sometimes that is a victim of a crime that has been reported to law enforcement, and we're responding moments after the crime occurred. Other times, that's an individual calling us 10 years later and asking, is my offender still in prison, and when might there be a Board of Pardons hearing?
Utah Domestic Violence Coalition says things like financial pressures, alcohol consumption, and increased time together are among the reasons for the rise in violence. Hugo Rickard Bell, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City police arrested a man for allegedly running into a car full of kids on purpose on Christmas Eve near 300 South and 11th West.
Officers reviewed surveillance video, which shows the suspect waiting in his car and then again rapidly accelerating when the father was at the rear of the vehicle unloading his children.
Salt Lake City Police spokesperson Brent Weisberg says, fortunately, no one was hurt. Police later tracked down and arrested Michael Norville, who they say admitted to doing this on purpose. He's been booked into the Salt Lake County Jail on suspicion of several potential charges, including attempted murder, aggravated assault, and DUI. Salt Lake City Police are investigating a shooting near 4th East and 2nd South early this morning. Police say one person was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. They initially reported that they thought it could be an armed robbery, but now say they believe the shooting might have happened after an argument. Police are still looking for the suspect. An Ohio woman is facing multiple charges after Iron County police say she endangered 6 children. Police in Iron County say they pulled over Sherry Gold, who is accused of using drugs while driving with multiple children in the vehicle. 3 of them did not have seatbelts on. Police say one of the children in the car was kidnapped out of Ohio, where she drove from. KSL's top national stories. Airstrikes continue to hit Gaza. Israel is warning residents to evacuate. ABC's Britt Clennett reports.
The hostage families, they've gathered outside the defense ministry every single day. They've been coming. We've been hearing their pleas for negotiation. They want some kind of deal to be struck soon. They sent out a message saying, stop the car, look us in the eyes before any decision is made. They say brave decisions are required. You get a sense that every single day that goes on, they are further from getting their family members back. And the frustration here is growing.
Yair Moses told ABC his father is one of the more than 100 hostages taken by Hamas, and that he finally had confirmation his father is alive in a video provided by Hamas.
He looked very thin, very tired, exhausted. Very old, like I think 10 years older than what he was 3 months ago.
But Moses says he is not giving up.
This is why we're here, to push them, to tell them, don't forget us, remember our families, and make sure you do whatever you can to bring them home as soon as possible.
The Israeli Prime Minister pledges the war will continue until the end. U.S. forces carried out multiple airstrikes on Iran-backed militant sites in Iraq. The Pentagon says President Biden ordered the strikes in response to militant attacks on U.S. forces. ABC's Justin Finch reports from Washington.
The Defense Department says those U.S. airstrikes leveled at least 3 sites used by the Iran-backed paramilitary group Hezbollah Brigades. The U.S. responding to frequent attacks on American and coalition forces in the region, including a Christmas Day attack. The Pentagon says a self-detonating drone wounded three service members at a U.S. base in northern Iraq, one of them left in critical condition.
The Biden administration is warning if attacks on U.S. and coalition forces continue, the U.S. will respond. Other national stories, KSL is following this hour. Over the holiday weekend, former President Donald Trump's legal team filed a court appeal arguing he should be immune from prosecution in the federal election interference case against him.
Lawyers for former President Trump telling an appeals court every action in the indictment was part of his official duty as president. And they said in a late night filing over the holiday weekend, the judicial branch cannot sit in judgment over a president's official acts. A lower court rejected Trump's immunity claim, saying defendant's four-year service as commander-in-chief did not bestow on him the divine right of kings to evade the criminal accountability that governs his fellow citizens.
That's ABC senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky reporting. First look traffic, here's Michelle Rowe.
Well, the biggest delay I'm seeing, this is up in Summit County. This is on Park Avenue and Kearns Boulevard. Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time at 12:05.
Your friends come here for news and impactful, thought-provoking talk.
Boyd Mathis in the afternoon. I feel like he does a really good job of hitting things from both sides.
Inside Sources with Boyd Mathison from 1 to 3.
In your car at 102.7 FM.
When you choose Performance Automotive in Bountiful, you're choosing selection, convenience, and exceptional service. Four locations: Performance Ford Lincoln, Performance Honda, Performance Toyota, and Ford Truck Country. All dedicated to delivering you the best auto experience anywhere. Looking for your first car? Maybe you want rugged power or the stylish ride of your dreams. New or used. See it all at PerformanceBountiful.com. PerformanceBountiful.com.
If it's out of sight, it's out of mind. Even though that's an old adage, it's still very true today. And it's especially true of your old 401k. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, asking you to get that old 401k in sight and out of the company you no longer work for. But don't roll it into your new 401k. That could be one of the worst things you do. Of course that's easy. But when has the easiest way ever been the best way? Instead, call Trajan Wealth and learn about all of your options, including a way to earn an upfront bonus of up to 25% for your future income just for rolling it over. That's right. You could earn up to a 25% bonus for your retirement income just for rolling that 401k over with Trajan Wealth. Don't roll that 401k into your new company plan. Don't do it without calling Trajan Wealth first. Call 801-899-7600 or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
A man is in police custody after stabbing his father over the weekend. KSL News Time, 12:07. Utah is once again near the top when it comes to a tech-related industry. Details from KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff.
Utah ranks number 10 in web design company Digital Silk's new report. They looked at factors like cost of living, the availability of working from home, and base salaries. The Beehive State has the lowest cost of the top 10 for rent, utilities, the cost of food, and the cost of transportation.
Utah is the lowest of the top 10 for base salary at just over $61,000 a year. Intermountain Health just became one of the largest hospital-level care-at-home programs in the country. Medical Director of Home Services Dr. Nathan Starr says they've seen very positive outcomes.
You heal better in your own home. You're around your pets. You're in your own bed. There's just so many advantages to actually being at home.
Patients can leave the hospital earlier, receive equipment, medication, and medical expertise while at home. They just reached a milestone of 1,000 patients served during the home-centered program. Utah has a new teacher training plan to beef up third graders' literacy levels. The Letters program encourages teachers to get more interactive with their lesson plans. The Salt Lake Tribune reports it's already brought kindergartners' reading level up 50% from last school year. Less than half of Utah third graders are on their grade reading level. The state hopes to bring that up to 70% of third graders. Utah and Utah State are disappointed in their bowl games this weekend. KSL sports anchor Jeremiah Jensen says we won't see that next fall.
What we saw in the bowl games is not what you're going to see next fall. These teams were a shell of themselves because of injuries, because of guys going to the NFL draft, transfer portal, whatever. So you're going to see both these teams look dramatically different next year. I wouldn't say bowl game disappointment is going to carry into next season. I don't think it's going to have any impact at all.
Jensen says he thinks both teams will be better than fine next year. They'll be really good. KSL News Time 12:09. Traffic and weather together, brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Here's Michelle Rowe.
Well, we're looking really good if you're trying to make your way somewhere this afternoon. You're going to see good speeds on all the major freeways, nothing to slow you down. Ring in the new year with a family-friendly gallery stroll in Park City, December 29th from 6 to 9. Join local artists, businesses, and restaurants. Visit ParkCityGalleryAssociation.com for details. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
Temperatures running a little bit cold today after starting off in the teens, highs in the mid-30s. Clouds are increasing, but no snow. And then tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and dry again with a low of 23. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Right now, it's 32 degrees in Salt Lake, and it's partly cloudy. Coming up on Utah's new news, we'll hear a little bit about Kwanzaa and how Utahns are celebrating on KSL, streaming at home on any smart speaker and in your car at 102.7 FM. This is KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Jeff Kaplan here for my good friends at Advanced Window Products. Jake Weber and Nate Orchard are spreading the holiday cheer with their biggest sale of the year. If the wind whistles through your windows, if you want a fresh new look for your number one investment, your home, call Advanced Window Products and take advantage of this incredible end-of-year sale. Replace all of your windows and frames, and you get $2,500 off. But that's not all. You get a free premium glass upgrade. Insulate your home against the cold with double-pane windows and stylish frames, any style, any color, and they're built custom right here at their headquarters in Salt Lake City for 37 years. They build the windows, they install the windows, and they guarantee them for life. Plus, an additional $2,500 off and a free premium glass upgrade. You can save now, pay later, so take advantage. Call now, Advanced Window Products, 801-850-9100. 801-850-9100, or visit advancedwindowsusa.com.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Start learning a new language today at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain. And you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Jeff Kaplan. I'm originally from New Jersey. It's a little different than Utah. Oh, okay. It's a lot different than Utah. You understand what I'm saying here? I first came here on a date. I had an employee who lived in Utah, and I said, that girl, I think I'm going to meet her, and it's tax deductible. I never left. I've never left. I've been here for going on 15 years now, and we've been married for 12. I've been around the block in the radio business. I've worked for a lot of major companies. There are none with the commitment to the community that I found at KSL. There are none with the camaraderie of the staff that I found at KSL. And there are none with the commitment of management and the company to the safety, the health, the welfare of their staff. And I just love this place.
Ride home with Jeff Kaplan, weekdays 3 to 7 on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 12:14. With the three things you need to know this hour. First,
it's once again time to get rid of your Christmas tree if it's a real one. City officials are calling on everyone to do so safely and to try to recycle any leftover gift wrapping material you can. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, a new study from the University of Utah finds the way snowflakes are blown around by air currents could affect how long a storm will last. Third, traffic and weather together.
Well, we still have a stalled vehicle. This is northbound I-15 at the 1600 North exit. Not causing any delays, just something to watch for. Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
A cold and hazy day today with temperatures in the mid-30s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Right now, it's 32 degrees. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Key meetings expected at the White House today between Secretary of State Antony Blinken and a top advisor to Israel's prime minister. Israeli forces are expanding their operations into a third section of Gaza. That's raising concerns of more civilian casualties, including the Hamas-held hostages. ABC's Britt Klinit is in Israel.
ABC sources saying that Hamas rejected a proposal. Hamas saying before they release any hostages, demand a comprehensive end to Israel's bombardment in Gaza. Now, this comes as fears grow of a wider war, wider destabilization in the region, with Iran warning of retaliation after it says Israel struck and killed one of its high-ranking generals.
The Pentagon confirming that the U.S. carried out airstrikes on Iranian-backed militia based in Iraq in response to the drone attacks on U.S. personnel in the region on Christmas Day. Sweden is another step closer in its bid to join NATO, the Turkish Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee giving its consent. The full parliament still needs to vote to approve Sweden's bid. NATO working to expand its alliance due to Russia's invasion of Ukraine nearly 2 years ago, but Ukrainian forces are striking back in Crimea.
Russia's defense ministry acknowledging that a Navy ship was damaged in an airstrike by Ukrainian forces, while saying that Russian forces downed two Ukrainian fighter jets with anti-aircraft fire during the attack. Ukraine, meanwhile, posting a video of the attack online showing an explosion from the ship in Crimea. Ukrainian forces also claiming they've shot down five Russian fighter jets since Friday. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Police in Ocala, Florida, offering a $10,000 reward in the search for the Paddock Mall murder suspect. Investigators say Albert J. Shell Jr. shot and killed David Nathaniel Barron at the mall. Another woman was injured. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Today is the first day of Kwanzaa, and celebrations are underway in Utah. Nikki Walker with the Utah Black Chamber of Commerce says it's important to have these cultural celebrations so people can see the uniqueness in each other.
Kwanzaa, it means first fruits, right? So it comes from a Swahili phrase, and it means first fruits. And we know that our first fruits are our best fruits. And, you know, when we are doing good things, our spirit bears good fruit. And we want to be able to share that with people. So I think it's really important that folks who celebrate Kwanzaa actually are sharing the Nguzu Saba or the seven principles with people every day, just so that they understand. And just for a little clarity around those 7 days, which each have a name, that first day is called Umoja. It's unity. And then the day two is Kujichagulia, which is self-determination. The third day is Ujima, collective work and responsibility. The fourth day is Ujama, cooperative economics. The fifth day is Nia, or purpose. The sixth day is Kuumba, which means creativity. And the final day is Imani, which means faith. And so when you look at those all together, it really is a way of life. It really is an ideal way to operate as an individual and to operate in community. So I think it's really important for folks to be sharing the principles of Kwanzaa and the ideals of Kwanzaa throughout the year.
A celebration held by Project Success Coalition will take place tonight at Second Baptist Church in Ogden from 4 to 6. KSL News Time, 12:18. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Here's Michelle Rowe.
Well, we do have reports of a new crash. This is SR-32 going between Jordanelle Reservoir and the Camas Valley. Not seeing any delays in the area. The bigger delays that I see are still going to be over by the Canyon Ski Resort. Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
Your KSL 7-day forecast shows dry conditions all the way into the new year. A high of 37 today, partly sunny, hazy tonight. down to 23. Tomorrow, a high of 40 with even more haze, partly to mostly cloudy skies. Thursday, Friday, temperatures in the mid-40s with partly to mostly cloudy skies, lows in the upper 20s. And the haze is going to linger. This weekend, we'll keep it dry with highs in the mid-40s. New Year's Day, Monday, 43 with a low of 29, partly cloudy. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Right now it's 32 degrees and partly cloudy. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Derek Overstreet, founder of the New Millennium Group. We're a financial planning firm. Listen, we're fiduciaries. We have advisors standing by right now to take your call. That's 888-999-6370. 888-999-6370. The reason you're going to want to call is we're going to help you retire 3 to 5 years before you thought possible. Now, imagine how that would be if you could actually retire 3 to 5 years sooner than your plan was. The way we do this is by putting together a step-by-step plan, taking into consideration any rental properties that you have, any pension income that you have, your Social Security. Listen, we put that all together for you in writing. It will allow us to build your income based on inflation. You know, inflation has been rapidly rising. You and I both need a plan that whatever we start out our income at, in 5 or 10 years, we're going to need 40% more income. So if you're one of those people listening and you'd like a plan in writing, give us a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to utahsfinancialplanner.com.
How a busy baker beat back foot pain. Meet Sanja.
Brownies, cupcakes, cookies. I love to bake. There have been times when I've been on my feet for at least 12 hours.
And that's how things went from sweet to sour.
I had excruciating pain in both feet to a point where I had to limp out of the kitchen.
So she called up a former foot pain sufferer. Her big sister.
She told me, you need to go to the Good Feet store and get some arch supports.
Smart lady.
It was an awesome experience. Scott took great care of my feet.
He's the arch support specialist who fitted her.
He was very patient, very knowledgeable. Scott was the man.
Now Sanja can have her cake and bake it too.
Oh yeah, my feet are very happy now.
You're gonna have to make some cookies for Scott.
I've already done that.
Of course you did. See how arch supports work for you.
You'll find the Good Feet store in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
Does your student have a hard time getting up in the morning or struggle to fit certain classes into a packed schedule? Consider a few online classes at Mountain Heights Academy, a tuition-free online public charter school. Any Utah student in grades 9 through 12 can replace a few traditional classes with high-quality online courses and get the best of both worlds. Their teachers have years of experience in digital education, and all courses meet Utah graduation requirements. Learn more at mountainheightsacademy.org.
Getting help with electrical repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
KSL News Time at 12:23. Taylor Swift tied with Elvis for a chart record this Christmas.
It was a Merry Christmas for Taylor Swift. She spent part of it with Santa, watching her boyfriend Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce play the Las Vegas Raiders. And her re-recording of her 1989 album is back at number one on the Billboard 200 album chart, its fourth non-consecutive week atop the list. That ties Swift with Elvis as the solo artist with the most weeks at number one on the album chart, 67. The most weeks overall, though, still the Beatles with 132, a number that'll be tough for Swift to equal. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Watching Utah's Money, Honda recalled over 5 million cars this year. Over half of them were just this month. Many of these recall notifications were sent out or fixed until months later. A group called Moving Pillsbury Forward is taking action with the flour mill's unused plant. The group has $6 million in commitments to demolish and redevelop the plant until it gets torn down. They're documenting Pillsbury's history, offering tours, and hosting graffiti art exhibits. A survey from Bankrate says 47% of U.S. adults have at least one unused gift card worth of an average of about $178. That's a total of $23 billion in unspent money. You guys need to get out there and use those Christmas gift cards. Your money at this moment, things are looking pretty good in the green. The Dow is up 162 points. The S&P is in the green 19 points, and the NASDAQ has gained 71 points. This year, the National Armed Forces were well below recruiting goals. KSL News Radio's Alessandra Harris reports.
The U.S. military missed its recruiting goal by over 40,000 recruits for 2023. This has become a pattern in the nation as the current military force is 62% lower than it was in 1989. Even here in Utah, the number of recruits underrepresents the state population of young adults.
The only branches that met their recruiting goals this year were the Marine Corps and the Space Force. KSL News Time, 12:25.
We're just a couple of weeks away.
State lawmakers are already hard at work on a number of bills,
making decisions that affect you.
Utah's 2024 legislative session starts in January. Get updates on every bill with Tim and Amanda mornings and Jeff Kaplan afternoons. Eye on the Hill, 2024
on KSL News Radio.
Andy Farnsworth for Sota Weight Loss. That's S-O-T-A. It stands for State of the Art. When I decided to begin my Sota weight loss journey, and today I actually reached an exciting milestone, exactly 40 pounds lost in just about 10 weeks on Sota weight loss. It's an amazing system where they change my habits. And I work with a nutritionist named Kristen, and she's so great. She encouraged me through Thanksgiving. She sent me a couple of recipes of things that I can eat that are Sota approved as I made the difficult decision to go on this journey during the holiday season when there's a lot of things that would get in the way of me reaching that goal. My goal is to hit 65 pounds lost, and I'm now just about two-thirds of the way there. I feel great. I actually get nice compliments. And all of those things are because of the help that I've got from my friends at Sota. Go to their website, sotaweightloss.com, and check out 8,200 plus people who, like me, are making this same journey and having the same success.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time at 12:29. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Here's Michelle Rowe.
Well, that stalled vehicle has now cleared. This is in Orem at 1600 North. All the rest of the Wasatch Front freeways are looking in good shape. This holiday season, receive the gift of taking up to $10,000 off a new Silverado. When you walk through their doors, you feel like family. At Murdoch Chevrolet in Logan or Woods Cross, or online at murdochchev.com. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's another cold one today after starting off in the teens this morning. Highs only in the mid-30s this afternoon. We will see clouds increasing, but no snow. And the haze is already starting to develop again, and that will stick around for a while. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, not quite as cold, a low of 23. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 12:30. I'm Britt Johnson in for Maria Chaleos this afternoon. KSL's top story this hour. Now that Christmas has passed, it's time to get rid of any authentic live Christmas trees and leftover gift wrapping material. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has some options for you.
For real Christmas trees, you got a couple of options. One, a lot of cities along the Wasatch Front have designated sites to drop off your tree. Now, if that's not viable, the Salt Lake City website is pushing for people to cut up their tree so it can fit in the compost can for trash day. West Valley City Public Works Director Dan Johnson says also, if you can, try to recycle any cardboard or wrapping paper so long as it doesn't have ribbon, glitter, or styrofoam on it.
By recycling your cardboard boxes and some wrapping papers, we're able to reduce the amount of material that actually goes to the landfill.
Johnson says if there's any doubt on whether something is recyclable, just throw it away. You can find more specifics on your city's website. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City was just awarded almost $1 million to go towards improving recycling efforts. KSL News Radio's Emma Keddington reports.
Salt Lake is one of 25 cities to get this kind of grant from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The city's sustainability department says they'll use this money to create recycling education programs and reimagine and improve recycling efforts throughout the city. They plan to work directly with schools and other community groups to make sure recycled waste is staying out of the landfills.
Salt Lake City officials say this is one part of a whole to get Salt Lake City to zero waste by 2040. Tis the season for respiratory illnesses. Dr. Josh Benton with the Utah Epidemiology Department says the levels of the flu are rising rapidly right now, followed closely by RSV. COVID is the third highest rising illness. He says the main way to avoid this is getting your updated vaccinations.
For RSV, it's only available for really young and really old people, but for the flu and COVID, we recommend everyone over 6 months get an updated dose of the COVID vaccine or their yearly flu shot.
Benton says this, plus staying home when sick and washing your hands, covering your coughs, all the classic things can help keep Utah healthy. If you're sick, you might be sleepy. Data from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration shows drowsy driving is a problem here in the Beehive State.
An analysis of the data by the Surreal Law Firm ranks Utah seventh worst for drowsy driving between 2017 and 2021. The report shows during that period, 47 of the 1,258 fatal crashes here in Utah involved drowsy drivers, or 3.74%. Wyoming has the highest percentage of drowsy drivers, followed by Maine and Colorado. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. It's time to make the rush back home. At Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, some travelers found out what happens when you underestimate how long it takes to go through security. ABC's Faith Abube reports.
There's frustration in these lines as people are trying to get through the security line. And we talked to some of the travelers in line today about how they're feeling about this. Take a listen.
We talked to people that were an hour and a half in checked luggage, and they didn't even get to check their bag.
That was Kevin Jones traveling there, telling us how he had a timer on his phone to time out how long it took him. It took him an hour, 55 minutes to get through the security line. When he finally made it to his gate, he missed his flight. And a lot of people are going through that same thing right now.
Thursday is expected to be one of the busiest days to travel, so just keep that in mind. All that holiday spending is another indication that inflation has eased.
Between November 1st and December 24th, U.S. retail sales surged 3.1% over the same period last year, according to MasterCard Spending Pulse, which monitors sales across all payment types. The trend toward online shopping picked up steam, with sales there soaring 6% year over year compared to 2.2% for the brick and mortars.
ABC's Jim Ryan reporting. Another national story KSL is following. Significant cultural tie was severed between Russia and Ukraine.
For the first time, Ukraine celebrating Christmas as a public holiday on December 25th, rather than following the later date when it's observed in Russia. The change was enacted through legislation signed by President Zelensky earlier this year. Ukraine is predominantly Orthodox Christian, and of the two main churches, one was closely tied with Russia's Orthodox Church, which observes Christmas on January 7th. But in response to the war, the Ukrainian Orthodox Church has broken ties with Moscow, and now the country has shifted its Christmas holiday forward. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Biden family heads back to the White House today after spending Christmas at Camp David. ABC's Andy Field reports on what the president will be up to for the rest of the year.
The president will be on the phone today with congressional negotiators, pressing them to make a deal that includes more funding for the southern border, Israel, and Ukraine. The Senate punted those talks into the new year, despite the White House saying it will run out of Ukraine aid this month. Mr. Biden also working with Qatar and Egypt to negotiate more Hamas hostage releases and a peaceful end to the war.
Tomorrow, he will travel to St. Croix to ring in the new year. First look traffic. Here's Michelle Rowe.
Well, we do have a new crash. This is an Antelope Drive. It is blocking the left lane, so you're going to need to move over to the right into the shoulder to get around this. Not seeing a lot of delays in the area yet, but just something to watch for. Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:35.
Your friends come here for news and impactful, thought-provoking talk.
Boyd Mathis in the afternoon. I feel like he does a really good job of hitting things from both sides.
Inside Sources with Boyd Mathison from 1 to 3.
In your car at 102.7 FM.
Just three words tell you everything you need to know. They tell you why we employ more than 2,000 workers at our factory in Virginia Beach, and why over 10,000 local steel dealers are putting battery power in the hands of Americans. Just three words. Made in America. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. The majority of steel products sold in America are made in America of U.S. and foreign materials. Batteries and chargers are sourced internationally.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Now that Christmas is over, cities across the Wasatch Front are helping residents recycle their Christmas trees. KSL News Time, 12:37. A businesswoman in Murray is trying to recover after being robbed over the holiday weekend. KSL TV's Lauren Steinbrecher says Paige Barnson walked out to her car and realized two-thirds of her inventory of pampering goodies has been stolen.
Someone broke into her locked car, damaging the doors and leaving a dummy key broken in the ignition.
I was just devastated that I would have to kind of start all over. However, I didn't have the resources necessary to be able to do it.
Her biggest holiday orders, Paige had to cancel and refund.
So not only did I lose out on product, I also lost out on future business as well.
Paige reported the burglary to police and is hoping whoever broke into her car will have a holiday change of heart.
A GoFundMe for Paige is set up on KSL TV's website. A powerful storm is causing travel headaches for drivers in the upper Midwest. Jen Sullivan has more.
More than 725,000 people across South Dakota, parts of Colorado, and Nebraska under a blizzard warning Monday. Omaha could see between 5 to 11 inches of snow by Tuesday. The weather crippling Christmas travel. The slick and dangerous conditions causing multiple semis to jackknife on Interstate 80, forcing officials to close eastbound lanes between Grand Island and Lincoln.
The same system is curbing travel plans around Chicago as well. Utahns from all over the state spent Christmas weekend seeing homemade holiday light shows. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit reports.
Christmas may have come and gone, but some homes will be keeping their music sync lights up until the new year. I actually stumbled across one of these in Highland, where hundreds of people were spectating a light show that was covering three whole houses. Paul Tripp from Sandy told me how he first heard about it.
So I was out here visiting with my parents, so I came over
to see the lights. It's kind of become a tradition. We've done it in the last few years.
Families from all over the Wasatch Front and even a few from out of state turned up as well. Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 12:39. Traffic and weather together, brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Here's Michelle Rowe.
Well, I'm looking at a live shot of this crash up in Clearfield. This is Antelope Drive and about 435 West. The eastbound lanes are blocked. You're having to kind of move over into the shoulder to get around this crash. So expect a few minutes of delays as you're going through the area. Renew your smile with Grandpa's Dental. Grandpa's Dental offers cosmetic and routine dentistry. Visit grandpasdental.com for a location near you. That's grandpasdental.com. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
Get used to the dry conditions. No storms moving in anytime soon. Temperatures running on the cold side. We're in the mid-30s this afternoon. And then tonight, not as cold as last night. We'll see a low of 23 degrees. Skies partly to mostly cloudy. And we'll see more haze developing, especially over the coming days. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Right now, it's 34 degrees and sunny in Salt Lake. Coming up on Utah's New News, we'll learn how urban hunters are dealing with the deer population on KSL. Streaming online at kslnewsradio.com and in your car at 102.7 FM. This is KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Where the steepest terrain meets the deepest snow. Snowbird is for the dedicated, those who seek a mountain experience beyond the greens, blues, and black diamonds. Averaging 500 inches of dry and light powder, unmatched steeps, and endless acres to explore. Snowbird is Utah's top powder getaway. Now with a Snowbird and Save lodging discount, receive 20% off on lift tickets, rentals, fast tracks, and more. When you stay slopeside at Snowbird, elevate your adventure with next-level lodging and skiing this season by visiting Snowbird. When you choose Performance Automotive in Bountiful, you're choosing selection, convenience, and exceptional service. Four locations: Performance Ford Lincoln, Performance Honda, Performance Toyota, and Ford Truck Country. All dedicated to delivering you the best auto experience anywhere. Looking for your first car? Maybe you want rugged power or the stylish ride of your dreams. New or used. See it all at PerformanceBountiful.com. PerformanceBountiful.com.
Back in 2004, got a letter from the IRS indicating that I was no longer married, and therefore they were to change my filing status to single.
We were really upset.
I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. Listen to what actual clients have had to say about working with us.
As soon as we met Jordan and he started talking to us, he made us feel like we weren't the imbeciles that the IRS had made us feel like for so many years.
I'm Jordan Wilcox. Let's solve your IRS tax nightmare.
We have reduced our tax liability by over $42,000.
Visit taxhelput.com or call 801-657-5951 to schedule your free consultation today.
We can move forward with confidence and assurance that we're okay.
That's taxhelput.com.
It's marvelous, just marvelous.
The year-end hot tub blowout sale. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Friday through Monday. Everything must go. Save up to 80%. All remaining in-stock hot tubs. Our loss is your gain. Act now. Quantities limited. Shop the revolutionary swim spa. Swim, exercise, and relax. Great for the whole family. And installation in just one day. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. 18-month 0% financing. This is total liquidation. Prices slash daily. Don't wait. Models will sell out soon. The year-end clearance hot tub sale. Friday, noon to 8. Saturday, 10 to 8. Sunday, 10 to 4. Monday, 10 to 6. Now is the time to get the hot tub you've always wanted. Everything must go. Save up to 80%. All remaining in-stock hot tubs. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Call 833-SPA-SALE. That's 833-SPA-SALE. Or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, We relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time at 12:44. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A new study from the University of Utah finds the way snowflakes are blown around by air currents could affect how long a storm will last. I'm KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly.
Second, COVID levels are on the slow increase, but not as much as the flu and RSV. Third, traffic and weather together.
Well, we're still looking at this crash in Clearfield on Antelope Drive. This is 435 West. You're going to have to squeeze over to the right shoulder when you're headed eastbound to get around it. Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
Clouds increase today, but no snow. Highs only in the mid-30s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Right now, it's 34 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Hamas has turned down an Egypt-brokered ceasefire with Israel. It would have freed more Israeli hostages and bring more aid into Gaza. One of the sticking points, control over Gaza and the West Bank, with Israel vowing to keep going until radicalization is eliminated. ABC News national security and defense analyst Mick Mulroy says that's a tall order.
The military capacity reduction is within their grasp. De-radicalization, very difficult, especially with the heavy-handed tactics that we've seen so far.
United Airlines is touting its on-time record so far this holiday travel period, saying it's on track to achieve its best-ever on-time departure rate for the past 2 weeks. But a major storm is moving across the Midwest and Upper Plains, and that could impact travel plans this week as millions fly or drive back from the holidays. Post-Christmas shoppers out in force today looking for bargains and returning gifts, but some stores are imposing return fees to restock those items. This is ABC News.
Time for the KSL In Depth. The Utah Division of Wildlife Resources is allowing urban hunters to kill deer in city limits way after hunting season is over. A spokesperson for the division, Faith Heaton Jolly, joins me live. Hi, Faith. Sorry, Faith, are you still there?
Oh, yes.
Perfect.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay, you're good. So, Faith, okay. What is an urban hunter and what do they do?
Yeah, so let me back up a little bit. So our urban deer program was actually launched in 2014, basically as a way to give cities the ability to deal with some of these ever-increasing deer-human conflicts in some of our expanding urban areas. We're seeing a lot of cities start building into the foothills, the canyons, where a lot of our deer populations naturally are. So that's kind of caused a few conflicts for homeowners and neighborhoods and traffic. So essentially, this program gives cities the option to deal with some of those nuisance deer. And these aren't just deer migrating through. To be clear, these are deer that are basically just residential deer. They stay in these neighborhood areas year-round. They're not migrating back and forth from the foothills up to the mountains. So in some of these situations, you know, again, it's causing some conflicts. It's causing some issues. So we basically told the cities that we kind of grant them that permission. We authorized them to be able to hire either private companies or, you know, urban hunters, things like that, to be able to lethally remove some of these deer that are causing these issues in these areas.
And has your division found that killing the deer is the only option?
So, in fact, when we first started this program in 2014, we actually had kind of a pilot program for us to be able to just come tranquilize and relocate some of these deer. But unfortunately, we did end up just continuing that in 2019, mainly because we found the survival rate wasn't honestly very good for those deer, the ones that are just staying in these urban areas year round. Once we tranquilized, removed them and took them back up into the mountains, there honestly was only about a 50% survival rate anyways. But then there were also concerns about potentially spreading chronic wasting disease, which impacts our deer and elk herds here in the state. So as of now, that is only a lethal removal program. But one of the good parts is a lot of those animals that are lethally removed that are causing issues in these areas, the meat actually is donated to provide, you know, food for families in need locally.
And how safe is it for people to be hunting within city limits?
Yeah, so obviously it's like with any other hunt, right? There's precautions that are taken. A lot of times, you know, cities have ordinances against discharging a firearm in city limits. So a lot of the time they're using bows or some of these, you know, archery equipment, things that are a little bit safer within a residential area. And they take precautions, right? They're not going to do it in a really busy area. They make sure it's clear before they're removing any of these urban deer. So, you know, we haven't, like I said, since we've had the program for almost 10 years, we haven't seen any incidents of people, you know, being injured or property damaged or anything like that, because the people that are contracted to do this are trained and they do it really safely.
Okay, great. Yeah, that makes me feel better about it. Faith, thank you so much for joining us today and telling us about this program.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
You too.
KSL News Time at 12:49. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Here's Michelle Rowe.
Well, overall, we're still very quiet across the Wasatch Front. We still see crews working on this crash, though, up in Clearfield. This is eastbound Antelope Drive. This is 435 West. You're going to have to squeeze over the right shoulder to get around the crash. Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
Your KSL 7-day forecast shows the haze and bad air moving back in as we continue with another dry stretch. Temperatures topping out in the middle to upper 30s today. Tonight, down into the low to mid-20s. Tomorrow, 40, partly sunny and hazy. Mid-40s Thursday, Friday, partly sunny and hazy. And this weekend, hazy conditions with highs in the mid-40s, 43 for the first day of the new year. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Right now, it's 34 degrees and sunny in Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
It's the holiday season. What better way to celebrate the occasion than by treating yourself and your loved ones to the gift of Utah Grizzlies hockey. The Grizz host the Tulsa Oilers this Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock and Sunday, New Year's Eve at 3 p.m. Friday is an AFCU Friday where tickets start at $10 when you pay using your America First Credit Union debit or credit card. Enjoy the New Year's holiday with the Utah Grizzlies as tickets are available at utahgrizzlies.com. Join us all weekend at Maverick Center for all the exciting action of Utah Grizzlies hockey.
Tired of hearing scary radio ads about the IRS? Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000 or $500,000, we have a solution. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS with zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the BBB. End your tax nightmare today by visiting TRA.com or call 800-583-6681. That's 800-583-6681.
Advertising used to be simple. Your options were radio, TV, newspaper, and let's not forget the yellow pages. Now it seems like a tidal wave of options. Podcast, cable TV, streaming, OTT, CTV, audio network, smart speakers. On top of that, you need digital marketing for your website along with SEM, SEO, display, video, YouTube, email, and all the social media platforms.
Look, you're the expert in your business. Wouldn't it be nice to have an expert to market you? We are Bonneville Salt Lake, the local marketing and media company you know and trust. We reach customers across all digital and social platforms and have the reach of traditional advertising available as well. We find your customer anytime, any place, anywhere, on any device here in Utah or anywhere in the world. We work to optimize your results with our in-house local team of experts, providing you with qualified leads, not just impressions. Contact us at aimyourdigital.com for a free consultation, including a complete digital audit with no obligation or cost to you. We are Bonneville Salt Lake. Your success starts at aimyourdigital.com.
Deb, you may not believe this, but I actually do like to eat healthy food. I feel better when I eat healthy, and I do feel full.
I want you to start off 2024 the right way. Log on to fedupkitchen.com, and you can order clean, macro-based, low-calorie meals. Not only that, they have treats and green drinks.
And they're prepared fresh in their Salt Lake City kitchen.
Order today, and they'll be ready for pickup or delivery tomorrow.
It's healthy eating made easy with Fed Up Kitchen.
You can save time, you can save money, and get results with their delicious meals. And like we said, they are made fresh daily.
And because it's the holidays, we want to make sure there's a little gift for you. You can save 20% on your first order. All you have to do is use the promo code KSL at FedUpKitchen.com.
That's right. Go to FedUpKitchen.com, put in promo code KSL, and you're going to get 20% off your first order.
Take the guesswork out of healthy eating. Go to FedUpKitchen.com and use the promo code KSL.
Tim and Amanda.
You know, we've been doing this, 30 years, Tim? We know that the news can be heavy. We know that it can be difficult sometimes to listen to or understand. But that doesn't mean that we're supposed to live in that down place every day. We learn the news, we're educated so we can take care of our families. But then, you know what? We go out and have a good day.
Well, I think both of us come from the standpoint that we have families. We have kids that are coming up different ages. Yours are younger than mine. Mine are grown adults, but we always try and look for the bright side, I think, because we all want to have that in our lives.
And it's there. There is a bright side.
There is a bright side out there, and so we look for those opportunities each day to hopefully send that message to you, even if it's not directly, you know, in words, that at least in sentiment, things are going to be okay.
Do you know what I like to tell people? The news is the exception, not the rule. So if there's violence in the news, that's the exception. The rule is most of us are safe and happy and doing okay.
Amen.
Utah's Morning News between 5 and 9 on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 12:54. New research from the University of Utah finds snow doesn't fall the way current science says it should. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has the details.
A professor of atmospheric sciences at the U of U says where snow gets blown around by the wind, rain mostly falls straight through the air. Brad Garrett tells KSL.com this new study matters because how snowflakes fall is a critical parameter to predict how long a storm will last. Garrett says the key may simply be in measuring air movements in clouds, but there's still a lot of information to review. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money, the Federal Reserve's preferred measure of prices fell last month, another sign that inflation is easing and consumers should expect to see lower interest rates in 2024. Inflation is steadily moving down to the Fed's year-over-year target of 2%. Tesla is recalling 120,000 cars because unlocked doors may be open during a crash. A software update should take care of the issue, but notification letters won't be mailed out until February. Oreo is starting out 2024 with a bang. The cookie maker is releasing a limited edition black and white Oreo and two new permanent products, peanut butter cakesters and gluten-free golden cookies. Your money at this moment, things still staying in the green. The Dow up 176 points. The S&P has gained 21 points and the NASDAQ is up 77 points. An early Christmas morning fire in Houston badly damaged the childhood home of Beyonce. The Houston Fire Department tells ABC affiliate KTRK they got the call about 2 a.m. The family currently living there includes young children, but no one was hurt. The Knowles family moved out several decades ago, but fans of Beyonce still consider it a landmark.
They did a great job. It was, I'm going to say, less than 10 minutes. We had a good grip on this fire.
That's Houston Fire Department District Chief Justin Barnes. No word on the cause yet.
Higher taxes, soaring inflation, record low interest rates, and the skyrocketing cost of health care. The list goes on. Retiring successfully today is a lot more complicated than ever before. Learn how you could tackle the biggest challenges that you'll face in retirement today. Don't miss a special edition of Retirement Solutions Radio. It's this Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, right here on KSL, News Radio 102.7.
At Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital, we made a bold promise to build the nation's model health system for children. Join us in realizing our vision for the future of pediatric care, so together we can expand primary children's impact and ensure every child has access to the right care at the right place at the right time. For a century, Primary Children's has kept the child first and always. Help us continue to do so for the next 100 years. To get involved, visit primarypromise.org.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Dear Santa, thank you so much for remembering me this year. Christmas was the best. Thank you for the shoes, and I love the coat you brought. It's so cute and so warm.
At KSL, it's our hope that every child will have a warm and joyful holiday season. Please donate generously to KSL's Quarters for Christmas.
Every dollar raised goes to buy shoes and warm clothes for Utah children in need. Give what you can at KSLquarters.com.
KSL News Time, 12:59. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Here's Michelle Rowe.
Well, we're still keeping an eye on this crash up in Clearfield. This is Antelope Drive eastbound at 435 West. The wrecking crews are in the process of trying to get the vehicles hauled off. You're still going to have to move over to the right shoulder. Actually, it's just getting ready to pull away right now. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
More clouds will move in throughout the day. Cold temperatures will linger. And unfortunately, the bad air quality will persist and most likely get worse throughout the week. However, we will have some warmer temperatures moving in. Expect highs to return to the low 40s. As far as moisture, it looks like we'll have to wait until 2024 for the next round of snow. Our high today in Salt Lake is going to be 37 degrees. Down in southern Utah, the high will hover in the low 50s.